You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What is happening? Kansas State Nation. This is Eddie Greer, of course, at speech, with the Purple Project Podcast daily on this Monday night, May 17th, 2021. Here in overcast Manhattan, Kansas, here giving you the lowdown from the weekend here, real fast here. Of course, I said I wanted to get the scores from the Big 12 championships that went down over the weekend, folks. And unfortunately, it was a Texas sweep across the board as the women, men, and women take their respective titles there. But K-State represented very well, especially the women's side of it there. Obviously, Texas with a whopping 207 points there, but the next highest one, K-State women. Awesome job right there, even though that's way back there, but still though, you finish in a runner-up spot with 114 points led by, of course, starred by one of the shot putters winning her Big 12 title here. I'm going to get the name here in just a moment. I have the scores in front of me right now. And of course, on the men's side of stuff, Texas there holding off Iowa State there, 173-144. K-State only scored 88 points. That was only good enough for fourth place. But still, though, both teams finished in the top five right there, with K-State women representing here in the Little Apple, doing some big things there with the 114 points there. Obviously, Tejuan Sankar with the repeat in the high jump there, knocking off one of the OU jumpers in that sequence in the championships as well. So, huge congrats to them, to him as well. And then, yes, this was the one I wanted to get to here real fast. This happened. Tejuan won his event on Saturday, but so did Taylor Latimer. Both of them are juniors. I'm interested to see what they both do. It was especially towards Tejuan, or not Tejuan. I've been saying that Tejuan as well. So excuse me. I've been saying that since every time I talk about track and field, his name always gets brought up in the mix. But Taylor Latimer and Tejuan Sankar won their respective events. This came on Saturday afternoon in front of a really great crowd as well. So really shout out to the K-State Nation, Wildcat Nation, Purple Nation, you call it. True P was on it saying, if you're in the area throughout the time, throughout the weekend, this past weekend anyway, show up. And they really did. I mean, Taylor commented, gave kudos to the crowd as well for showing up. The atmosphere was pretty much lit up in this weekend. That's thanks to you guys out there, Wildcat Country, for doing your part there. But K-State really seriously represented the the track team. Track team represented this week. K-State women finishing in the second spot. K-State men in the fourth spot. This is Triple P kind of switching over to baseball to cap off this Monday nighter here. K-State, disappointing. They dropped the series, but they got one. They got one. They got the last game of a three-game set with KU by the score of 6-2. And I mentioned over the weekend that K-State really, really laid an egg in this series against the worst team. And I'm not going to put it lightly. They did. They dropped 2-3 to the worst team in the conference there. Not a good look when you're trying to fight and claw to try to sneak in to playoff position. I mean, that's what you're... Well, actually, West Virginia is the worst team. But yet, KU... Well, actually, KU and West Virginia tied for the worst team in the league, even though, KU overall is 20-24. West Virginia... It's 22-23, so you might well call it what it is. West Virginia's bad. KU, I mean, they're competitive, what it is, but K-State really let KU in it, and especially getting not scoring a single run, only what, some four hits in that doubleheader on Friday? Yeah, that's not going to cut it, but hey, just to put a positive spin on it here, Dylan Phillips, homered not once but twice as K-State takes the Sunfire Showdown finale, but he did not take the series though, dropping 2-3, costly right there. Also, getting runs in was Chris Caballos getting a double, dropping in a run there as well. Caballos 1-3 of the game. Dom Hughes, he went 1-3. Zach Kuskoska, who also went deep for K-State in this game. This was on Saturday. He went 1-4. Dylan Phillips, both hits via the long ball in this game as well. K-State scoring 6 runs on 7 hits without an error. Both teams did not commit an error in this one. Phillips going deep twice, his 5th. It marked his 5th career home multi-homer game. Phillips, 28 career homers with K-State. That's now tied with 7th in K-State history there. And then Zach Kuskoska connected with his 14th home run that leads the team in the long ball game this season for the Pete Hughes' Cats here. And of course, you have picking up the save there. If I could scroll back up here real fast, here was Tyler Ekberg, 5th save of the season there. He had to do it, getting 5 outs to do it as well. 3 K-State pitchers in it, combined for 8 strikeouts, and a big kudos for not walking nobody. That takes the skill right there, not letting anybody on base via the walk. That's pretty big right there for K-State here. And now, the series now, well, I shouldn't say series, K-State now, the Bat-Cats head home for the finale, the Big 12 finale series, that will start on Thursday in Twinton Family Stadium. They're going to be bringing in Big 12 conference leading TCU into the mix. TCU only to buy a game up on their rival, in-state rival Texas there, but K-State dropped a spot to 7th. They're now 8-13 in Big 12 conference play, 29-20, still a decent record there. Boy, they're gonna need something here. They're gonna need to pull off maybe 2 wins at best here. That's gonna be a tall order, but hey, K-State has one of the best home records in the Big 12 conference. So once again, I know it's Monday night, but definitely home crowd will be definitely advantage here as K-State, they're looking to upset TCU. And that series is going to start Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Twinton Family Stadium. That's a wrap for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Eddie Greer, go Cats. We'll talk to you next time on Triple P.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.